Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor, Pastor James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church.
Hey, aloha and God bless.
Also want to introduce my beautiful co-host, my forever bride, my awesome wingless angel, and my delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Oh, we still got the Japanese going in. Well, Pastor James.
Hey, good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC. Halava, I look forward to seeing you all.
Yes, yes.
Namaka, yes, on OCCC, Saturday.
Wa'ava, OCCC, and the 1,700 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in. Lady Lynn.
Mahalo, Pastor. You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out and free inside. Thank you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. Mm. And as Pastor Boo says, it's like sitting around at home in the patio or your garage, just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves, and forever grateful for Salem Media Hawaii Bulletin.
Well, we're so blessed tonight because Pastor Bird was driving down the road, saw us up here, jumped in. Pastor Bird, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. I'd like to say aloha to the guys at Fake Pod, Pastor Bulla.
That's right. We're coming.
Bartwick. Gilbert and Bartwick. Aloha, guys.
We're coming. Hey, and we want to send a big shout out to Pastor Bird, actually, the Fishers of Men Congregation in Nanakuli, for continuing to sponsor the Free Inside Radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona. And that program's for our Hawaii brothers that are located in Saguaro. But you know what, guys? God's thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts because we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James and Lucy Mahilona, and the entire congregation of Fishers of Men Ministry for your vision to reach the lost.
Hey, guys, if this program's touched you, you need some prayer, just a word of encouragement, feel free to call me on my cell phone, 808-222-2822. And our regular mailing address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. And we're just so excited because it is Freedom Friday. Oh, here we go.
Oh, mama. Thank you, Lord.
Here we go. Wind it up.
Yep. Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty. Lord,
you're mighty. Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, that's that's a perfect intro, Pastor Williams, because tomorrow night, this time, we are in Halava Chapel with our brothers. Oh, we excited, Pastor, to be with you up there, and Pastor Bird. And Pastor Bird, what do you think? You'll be forever changed after Halava.
You're not going to be the same.
Not going to be the same.
You know what? He's not going to be the same, and the men will not be the same.
The men will not be the same. I believe in that.
Mama.
You know, Pastor Bulla, this is just a preparation for Pastor James to come to Arizona.
That's right. We're just setting the tone.
It really is.
In God's time and God's will, that shall happen.
Mama.
Well, you know, we've got a great song before we get into a powerful word, and it's Mr. Todd Delaney. Pastor chose this song.
Yes.
And it is Victory Belongs to Jesus.
No one will.
Amen, amen, amen. The victory belongs to Jesus, Pastor.
Amen, Pastor Bird. I'm so honored to have you here, my friend. And I want to thank you and Pastor Bula for the opportunity coming up to go into Halava. And God already has a word. And hallelujah. I just want to start planting a seed on this Freedom Friday.
Yes, sir.
Because the song says victory belongs to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so Jesus is the victorious one.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to deal from that standpoint that Jesus is the victorious one.
Hallelujah.
And so that tells me once we receive him,
mm-hmm.
we get the victory.
Hallelujah.
Because 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, but thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory.
That's mm-hmm. right,
and so
Pastor.
I want to start in 1 John chapter 4, pastors and Lady Lynette, so grateful to have you back. We always miss you in the studio.
Hallelujah.
But it says, beloved, and this is important, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets go out into the world.
Yes, sir.
Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses, here it is, that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God.
Yes, sir.
And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ye are of God. This is verse 4, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. Somebody yes, say, sir. Greater is he that is in me.
Greater is he that is in me.
Than Hallelujah. He that is in the world.
Hallelujah.
Now, pastors, this is amazing to me, because when you look up this word world in the Greek, it's cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
And I came by to tell you that cosmos is a system.
Okay.
That's why it's called. It's not the world like the Bible said, the earth is the Lord's.
Yes, sir.
But the world is simply a system. And this system in this world is designed to keep you out, to keep you down.
That's right.
And that's why in this world, he says, you got to know that the greater one is in you.
Yes. Yes,
and because Hallelujah. The greater one is in me, watch this. I can overcome the things that's that right. are in this world.
Mm-hmm.
He says in John 16:33, Pastor Vula, one of my favorite verses.
Right.
Yes.
He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.
Right.
He said, in this world, in this system, in this cosmos,
that's right.
you shall have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer.
Be of good
and
cheer.
So I want to encourage people, no matter where you at. When I heard the song, I always listen to the words, but victory belongs to Jesus. He said, it doesn't matter what it looks like or what it feels
Amen,
like.
Pastor
Bird, I came by to tell people, it doesn't matter, my brothers incarcerated, what it looks like.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what it feels like.
Right,
Jesus
Pastor.
Has already got the victory.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible says, if they knew what they was doing, they would have never crucified him.
That's right.
Let me say that again. They That's thought right. they had Jesus.
That's
the
right.
devil thought it was a yeah. setup. But when he died on the cross, it was a setup. Mm. It was a setup for a setback.
There you
it
go.
Was a setup for a comeback.
That's
and
right.
so when they nailed him on the cross, they thought it was over. But 3 days later, he rose with all power and all authority given unto him. And because he rose, we can get up. He overcame this world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it says if they knew what he was doing, they wouldn't have never crucified him.
Hmm.
So watch yes, this. When the yes, devil sir. Is messing with you, if he know what he really doing,
that's right. that's
because
right.
we look at it as we're going through something bad is
that's
happening.
Right.
But it's a setup. The same way he's trying to crucify
that's
you,
right.
the same way he's trying to nail you on a cross, the same way he's trying to speak to you, whether you got life or you get not tomorrow, with Jesus Christ, you still got the victory.
Hallelujah.
Because everything in this world that he throws at you, Jesus has already overcome this world.
That's right.
And so Pastor Bula, because of that, we can be encouraged that
Hallelujah.
No matter what it looks like, we can overcome because Jesus has overcame.
You know,
Pastor Bula.
The beautiful thing about that, and we always go back to Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his
yes.
righteousness, and all, not half, not some, but all these things shall be added unto you.
Mm.
Like we always say, seek God first. It'll get better, not worse, Pastor James.
My goodness. He says in 2 Corinthians
yes,
chapter
sir.
4, verse 4, it says, the God of this world, that's amazing to me, Pastor Bird. It says, the God of this world has blinded the mind.
That's right.
Well, I came by to tell you, I think I heard Pastor Bird earlier this week saying it starts with your mind.
Start with your mind.
And because the God of this world, he want to let you know and make you think God is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But Hebrews chapter 6 says it's impossible for God to lie.
That's right.
Stop disobeying God.
Yes, sir.
You got to take God at his word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just a cliche. He cannot lie.
Cannot
so
lie.
Whatever God tells you to do, just be obedient. Mm-hmm. Pastor Bula has been working willing and obedient. Mm-hmm. And it's a conjunction. You got a whole lot of willing people.
That's right.
They're willing. They have. It's a whole lot of willing people in the grave.
That's
but
right.
it's willing and obedient. After the willing and obedient, he said, you shall eat the good of the land. I came by to tell you, Pastor Bird, when I was growing up, we depended on systems.
Mm-hmm.
Welfare systems.
That's right.
Government systems.
That's right.
Pastor Bird, I realized later on in life, those systems was only designed to give us just enough or not enough.
That's right.
The systems of this world is designed to just give you enough or not enough.
That'll preach.
They didn't give us an overflow of food stamp. Somebody ought to help me.
That's right.
That's why it's called minimum wage, not maximum wage.
You got that right,
The system of this world is designed to give you just enough. Mm-hmm. But God's kingdom wants to give you in the overflow.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why anybody would want to serve in the devil's system.
That's right.
That's why he says, be not conformed. Here it is again, to this world. Mm-hmm. He said, get out of that system and get into God's system, which is the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
So for all my brothers and sisters, listen, you can live in God's system in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's called the prison system, you can live in God's kingdom.
That's
because Paul and Silas was in prison.
That's right.
But they didn't live off the prison system.
That's right.
They lived off the supernatural. Somebody ought to hear what I'm saying.
Right,
Pastor Bula, they were in prison. Am I right about
it?
Acts chapter 16, verse 25.
That's right.
But Pastor Bird, they decided, I'm still going to live off the kingdom.
That's right.
And the kingdom of God, watch this, superseded the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
Because some supernatural things happened. Oh, that wasn't the prison system. When they prayed and began to give praises, Pastor Bird,
amen,
they said a jail cell began to shake,
yes,
and they began to open, and people begin to say, what you got on that, Pastor Bird?
Mm.
My goodness.
They had even the ACO wanted to.
Yes, sir.
He wanted to see what God has given them to give him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That living water.
Did somebody come saying, what must I do to be saved? So that tells me, my brothers, wherever you're at, Lamaca, Halava, Saguaro, listen, when you get in God's system, his kingdom, supernatural things happen.
Yes,
they were in prison,
but
yet God still had his hand on them.
Ooh,
so when we come and minister, when you receive Jesus Christ, you move out of the kingdom of darkness and you move into the kingdom of his marvelous light.
Hallelujah.
He takes you and he places you on solid ground. He forgives you for what you did.
Yes.
That's the only God. He said, for God so loved the world.
Yes,
see, God loved the system so much that he said, the only way I can break this system is to put my son in it.
Yes,
and he sent his son into this world to die. And the Bible says Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil.
Mm.
No matter what works Satan has done,
Satan has
used us. All of us, Pastor Bird, has been there. All of us has been used by the devil. But once we receive Jesus Christ, every curse is broken.
That's right.
He forgives you for your sins.
Right.
I know I'm preaching this right. He said the blood covers you and love covers a multitude of sins.
It's
for God so loved the world, this sinful world, God said, I'm going to send my son.
That's right,
and when you receive Jesus Christ, we can't do it on our own.
That's right,
brother. Start trying to do it. You ain't going to find it in cigarettes.
That's right.
You're not going to find it in pornography.
That's right.
You're not going to find it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man comes to the Father but by me.
Yes.
Stop letting Satan blind your mind that you can do it another way.
Right.
No, Jesus says in John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Christ. He is the real deal, Holyfield.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't care how they try to stop us from talking about Jesus.
That's right.
I came by today to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody help me. It's Jesus Christ.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's why when Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, God had a line of people starting with the coach that said Jesus. See, in these last days, he just said, believe not every spirit. It's an antichrist in the world, and he wants you to think Jesus Christ ain't real. But I came by on this Freedom Friday to tell you Jesus Christ is the real deal. And I made up in my mind, and I know these pastors with me made up in their mind. We're not going to stop talking about Jesus. We're going to talk about it more. We got a blind Bartimaeus spirit in this studio.
Because
when they told blind Bartimaeus, be quiet, stop calling the master, it said he cried the more. It's some people, you going through some things. You need a healing from God. You need God to bust a move for your provision. And so you need to cry out the more. Don't worry about religious and traditional people saying it don't take all that. Friend, it do take all that when you need a breakthrough. And Jesus has the master plan. When he came to the the man with the withered hand.
Right.
He says, stretch out your hand. Pastor Bird, he turned a withered hand into a winning hand. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. God will turn your withered hand into a withered hand. And all of us, when we don't have Jesus, we have a withered hand. Jesus used that parable and that pericope in the Bible to show us all of our hand is withered. A withered hand represents I can't stretch it out. I don't have enough. How many people I'm talking to tonight, you say I don't have enough. I don't know how I'm going to make it to the end of the month. But when you stretch your withered hand out to the master's hand, let me say that again. Jesus turns your withered hand into a winning hand. Come on, help me, Pastor Bula.
That's right. You know, and the reason we don't turn that withered hand out is because of shame.
Hallelujah.
We're embarrassed. Yeah. People might see shortcomings. People might show where we've fallen short of the mark. We don't want to expose ourselves to the world. God says, expose yourself to the world. I'll expose myself to you. You come with a withered hand, I'm going to give you the winning hand by the grace of God. And we've seen miracles, signs, and wonders. Pastor, I'm telling you, the more people come out of the shell, the more people come out of the darkness, the more people come out of their cave, I'm telling you, they will be delivered. Not an option. They will be delivered.
Hallelujah.
If they come with an ear to hear and a heart to receive.
Hallelujah. Pastor David was in a cave. And it said he had 400 men with him. And Pastor Bird, the Bible is specific. It said every one of them was in distress. They were discontent.
And
they were in debt. We're around people. People ain't perfect.
That's right.
But we have the power. And God sent a prophet to that cave. And he said, get out of that cave and get into a land of Judah. See,
that's
the revelation of it, what is Judah? Judah is praise. So you can praise your way out of the cave. You can praise your way out of the world system. When we give God praise, things begin to happen. Again, back to prison. When Paul and Silas begin to pray and praise God, supernatural things happen. See, the God of this world wants to muzzle you. Let me say that again.
That's
Pastor, you know how you put a muzzle on a dog? You don't want him to open his mouth. But see, we need to open our mouth.
That's right.
Because
the
Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it's death and life in the power of our tongue. And so if Satan can keep you quiet, you open your mouth and begin to call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you at listening right now, in your bunk, in your prison cell, driving in your car, I dare you to just begin to call the name of Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, even demons tremble. See, they've been trying to set you up. That's why the world, you think about it, you can call every other name, but they said, don't call the name of Jesus. But God is not dead. He's truly alive. Because the thing about our Jesus, he did go to the tomb, but it was a borrowed tomb. Why was it a borrowed tomb? Because he wasn't planning to be there always. And because it was a borrowed tomb, he said, I ain't gonna need this much longer. And 3 days later, he said, this tomb can go to somebody else. So when Jesus rose from the dead, he rose with the victory. And now cancer has no victory over our bodies. Diabetes has no victory over our bodies. It doesn't matter what has been done. The song says the victory belongs to Jesus. And Jesus loves us enough to give us the victory. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 15 said, but thanks be unto God. You ought to give God thanks where you at. Because it wasn't you that did it in and of yourself. God rose you out of that hospital bed. God gave the warden mercy to let you out early. God still got you alive even though you're behind bars. You're not dead yet. And because you're not dead yet, you still got breath. And the Bible said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You ought to stop right now and take a 30-second praise break. You ought to thank God that you clothed and in your right mind. You ought to thank God that you still got food on your table. You may be in prison, but God set the system up to still feed you. And so we don't want to let our head down. And so I came by to tell you, lift up your head, O ye gate. Because God is not dead, you can lift up your head. Let me say that again. Because God is not dead, you can lift up your head. I don't care what the doctor report is. I don't care what the IRS report is. Jesus died to give us the victory. And because we have the victory, we ought to shout like it. If you can shout for a team that still lose, you on a winning team right now, and it's called Team Jesus. And the song says victory belong to Jesus. So where my Jesus fans at? Where my blood bought, born again, tongue talking, Holy Ghost filled believers? Because in these last days you're going to experience false prophets. He said an antichrist is already in this world, but don't give up. You're not going to commit suicide, because you're going to hear this. And God said, I came that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. So don't give up on God, because I came by to tell you tonight, he won't give up on you. He's still able. He's still able, Pastor Buddha.
Hallelujah.
He's still able.
You know, so many times in this world, Pastor, we live in a world that's filled with conditional love. But you see, we don't understand unconditional love, yes, because Lord, our only reference is what happened on the cross.
Hallelujah.
See, that was unconditional love. Jesus had to become what he didn't want to become.
Yes.
He had to become the sin of the world, and his Father, God, had to turn his head away from him.
Hallelujah.
But you see, the Son of God had to become the Son of Man so that the sons of men could become the sons of God.
Yes.
And you see, that was the price that was paid for our sin, for your sin, for your children's sin. That was the sin of the world, Pastor. And without that, we wouldn't be here today sharing the good news of the gospel, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to me. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us.
You
got to hear that. Not interceding, it's a making intercession.
Mm-hmm.
So when the devil make his move, Jesus already made a move. That's why he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Satan is not ahead of Jesus. Jesus knows before it happens. So it may look bad. It may feel bad, but I came by to tell you, all things are working together for good.
Yes, sir.
Keep your trust and faith in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He will never fail you. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If God has said it, shall he not do it? If God has spoken it, surely it will come to pass. Your ministry will not die. Your marriage will not die.
Yes, sir.
Your mind will not die.
That's right.
Amen.
You're going to hear this word and say, victory belongs to Jesus. And because he's overcome this world, we too can overcome it. Receive him today. I'm talking to some people that are listening. You've been playing with God. You hadn't received him. Stop where you are and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins.
Yes, Lord.
I receive you right now as not only my Lord, but as my Savior.
Yes,
for where
God.
You rule, I will reign. It's not a feeling and emotion. It's by faith. And if you need better understanding of it, read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. God said, we're saved by grace. It's nothing that we do. We can't work for it. I've been saying we can't earn it. It's something that we got to learn.
That's right,
he
Pastor.
Said, take my yoke and learn of me, not earn of me. People are trying to earn their way into heaven, and we need to learn our way into heaven.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what you've done. His blood will cover you.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
Let us pray.
Olabasi. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I interpret that God loves you. God loves you. He cares for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever, not a skin color, whosoever, not an ethnicity, whoever, not because you got money, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I thank God that he's not like man. He didn't die for a certain race.
That's right.
He didn't die for a certain religion.
Hallelujah.
He died for all people.
All people.
All people that are listening today, you can receive him. Don't let Satan play with your mind.
That's
it's not other ways to heaven.
That's
don't believe a lie. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Hallelujah.
No man comes to the Father but by me.
That's
receive him today on this Freedom Friday. And I leave you with this, because whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. God bless you, and we love you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
You know,
thank you, Jesus.
You've got to know by now where the Spirit of the Lord is.
There is freedom.
You guys have a wonderful weekend. Brothers, we'll see you up in Halaba tomorrow night. Get ready. We're already taking off. We'd love to stay, but we've got to go. So,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.